local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say, welcome to hour number two, 512 here on a Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in on your afternoon drive home. We appreciate it very much. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111. Starting off with today's top three stories, federal forecasters predicting an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season. That includes between 17 and 25 named storms.
17 to 25 named storms. Of these, 8 to 13 are forecast to become hurricanes, and 4 to 7 are forecast to become major hurricanes.
And of that forecast, NOAA's Rick Spinrad says,
the forecast for named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes is the highest NOAA has ever issued for the May outlook.
So that's what we have to look forward to with the Atlantic hurricane season officially starting on June 1st. The increased activity due to several factors, including near-record warm ocean temperatures, also the development of the La Nina weather pattern. In Iowa, at least four people dead, 35 more injured after a tornado tore through Greenfield. Much of the town, around 2,000 people, devastated by the twister that leveled homes and scattered cars and trees. Governor Kim Reynolds issuing a disaster proclamation for 15 counties. And FEMA has opened two disaster recovery centers after the severe weather on Tuesday. Finally, a bipartisan border bill failing to clear the Senate for a second time in months.
When Joe Biden became president, he inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. I had worked hand in hand with President Trump. We had achieved incredible success, had by and large secured the border, and Joe Biden systematically and deliberately broke it.
Senator Ted Cruz there as the Senate voted 43-50 to tank the bill this afternoon. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accuses Republicans of caving to Donald Trump's opposition to the bill, but Republicans say it doesn't go far enough in securing the border. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, had several spots of note. I-10 still has some minor backups if you're traveling eastbound. This is going to be just as you pass over Pine Forest Road. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, got some problems there. Same if you're traveling northbound coming from I-10, approaching 9 Mile. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some minor backups in that area and some very heavy congestion downtown. This is if you are on I-110 approaching downtown or maybe getting onto I-110 from there. We've got very heavy congestion due to a traffic accident reported over there. And we still got some backups on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We always have some backups there, but we had an accident report there last hour that was causing some issues, so it could be some runoff from that. The last major spot's going to be if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street. This is if you're coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Clear skies during the overnight hours with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful and mostly sunny again on Friday with highs in the mid-80s, some spots upper 80s. And this weather continues all the way through the Memorial Day weekend with only a tiny less than 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. Looking at our local headlines today, Pensacola Beach lifeguards are now stationed on Perdido Key. Public Safety says that started today. And through August 11th, lifeguards will be stationed at Perdido Key Public Access Number 2. And that'll be each day between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. In addition, a lifeguard will travel to Public Access 1, 3, and 4 to monitor the water and make contact with beachgoers.
Where to swim, here's the sandbars, here's the currents, here's the conditions for the day. And you have to have a physical presence to do that, right? There's only so much that signs and flags can do.
Deputy Beach Safety Chief Alex Johnson talked to Channel 3. People wanting to swim at Perdido Key are very much encouraged to stay near the lifeguards while on the beach, especially in the most populated areas. In Santa Rosa County, a majority of commissioners have no appetite for a new Navarre Beach Bridge having tolls. District 3 Commissioner James Calkins pointed to the construction of the 3-mile bridge as proof that it can be done.
But what ended up happening is we had a leader at the time, and that's former Senate President Don Gates, who led the effort to get the money from the state and to build that bridge without a toll. So we got history that it is possible, and we got proof.
Both he and Commission Chairman Sam Parker say that depending on November's election, particularly if Donald Trump and Gates win their respective races, Santa Rosa County could be positioned to receive more state and federal dollars for major projects in the future. Today, the board heard a presentation from Delivering Bridges LLC. Representatives proposed a privately funded 4-lane bridge at a cost of around $150 to $200 million. They estimated tolls being between $2 and $5, depending on the total cost. Going back out to the beach, a sure sign of summer, the Santa Rosa Island Authority's trolley service is back. The open-air trolley service starts tomorrow and runs daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day Monday. Three trolleys run concurrently on three separate routes. There's an eastern route, that's Casino Beach to Portofino, the western route to Park West from Casino Beach, and then the commercial core route that goes from Casino Beach to the Grand Marlin and stops along the way. The service is free to all riders, and it's a great way to help alleviate congestion by allowing visitors to park anywhere they want, knowing that they can get free trolley service to and fro. 518, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news next on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-848-9222. 772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on a Thursday. Perhaps you're already off for the extended Memorial Day weekend. Getting you caught up on our state headlines today. A federal judge blocking part of a Florida law that prohibits transporting migrants into the state. A law passed last year imposes criminal penalties for transporting people who lack legal immigration status into Florida and classify such cases as felonies. A district judge yesterday, citing testimony from the plaintiffs, saying the law made immigrants too afraid to travel in and out of Florida with their undocumented friends or family members for fear of being arrested, prosecuted, or deported.
And a period dubbed the 100 Deadly Days of Summer due to a spike in fatal crashes among teen drivers begins Memorial Day. And looking at statistics from 2023, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the name fits.
So that's 83 deaths, 6 deaths per week involving teens and crashes right here in Florida during these summer days.
Moody went on to say to talk to your kids about being safe on the road this summer, warn them about the dangers of distracted driving, having friends in the car, and the importance of wearing your seatbelt. She says parents can also model responsible driving to their own kids.
AAA making sure Floridians get home safe this Memorial Day weekend, ready to launch their tow-to-go program. It starts tomorrow and away as a last resort to keep impaired drivers off the roadways. The service will tow somebody's car to a safe location within a 10-mile radius at no cost, regardless if the caller is a AAA member or not. It runs from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening until 6 a.m. next Tuesday. 855-2-TOW-2-GO is the number.
And Rick Scott wants to expand his influence in Washington. Senator Scott said yesterday he wants to succeed Mitch McConnell as Senate GOP leader. McConnell has announced that he plans to step down in November, and Scott tells Fox News he's a change agent, and he's going to change the Senate to help Donald Trump get his conservative agenda done. The former former governor ran for Senate Republican leader 2 years ago but lost to McConnell. This time he's facing South Dakota's John Thune and Texas's John Cornyn. CNN reports that Scott would be considered an underdog.
Yeah, 525, we'll move on to national news right after traffic and weather.
Thank you very much for reminding me. Let's see, looking at the roads here, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards I-10, still got some very heavy backups there that are essentially going to have you backed up to 9 Mile Road, it appears. And we maybe have, yeah, I think we're still dealing with some runoff from that messed up traffic light we had on Davis Highway. That is going to be, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road near the I-10 area, be on the lookout for that. And there are some backups on Airport Boulevard if you are traveling westbound towards North Davis as well. The last major spot, at least in Pensacola, is I-110. If you are trying to either get onto I-110 from downtown Pensacola or you are approaching downtown from I-110, we've got some heavy backups going both ways there because of an accident that was reported sometime last hour. Outside of that, it's just some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
All right, very good. Here's Alan with the forecast update.
Clear skies during the overnight hours with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful and mostly sunny again on Friday with highs in the mid-80s, some spots upper 80s. And this weather continues all the way through the Memorial Day weekend with only a tiny less than 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 526 here. Calls growing for Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito to recuse himself from cases related to the 2020 election and the U.S. Capitol riot.
If Supreme Court does not get its act under control, you can be confident that Democrats in the House of Representatives, partnering with Democrats in the United States Senate, will act the first opportunity we have to engage in thorough oversight.
That's House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The demands for Alito's recusal are in response to reports from the New York Times that flags related to the attack on the Capitol were flown outside the justices' homes.
And some House lawmakers are urging the Pentagon to rehire military service members that were fired for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. Tammy Trujillo has more.
The House Armed Services Committee Wednesday adopted the amendment to the annual defense policy bill, but it might not survive a meeting later this year with Senate counterparts when they have to iron out differences in the bill before Congress can pass it. Congress had the Defense Department repeal the pandemic-era mandate in 2023. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Hio, not Gio. I always forget that. 2 years of Spanish, Joe. What did it get me?
Not much. Hundreds of Harvard grads protesting the university's commencement ceremony after some pro-Palestinian demonstrators weren't allowed to receive their degrees. The graduates walked out of the commencement this morning chanting "Let them walk" in reference to the 13 undergrads who the Harvard Corporation voted to bar from graduation. The protesters marched to the Harvard Epworth United Methodist Church where they staged a people's commencement.
And along a similar theme, the LAPD is on tactical alert after a new encampment is being set up on the campus of UCLA by pro-Palestinian activists. They are building barricades not far from where police removed an encampment of demonstrators who occupied the area for weeks.
We should have been prepared to immediately remove the encampment if and when the safety of our community was put at risk.
The new action comes as UCLA's Chancellor, Gene Block, is in Washington, D.C. to be questioned by Congress about security failures that led to violence on campus.
A sharp day on Wall Street today with stocks way down. This comes despite a surge from NVIDIA after it posted its latest earnings yesterday. The chipmaker posted better than expected results in the first quarter, which sent shares above $1,000. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 605 points to 39.65, S&P 500 down 39 to 52.67, and the NASDAQ dropped 65 to 16.736. Recapping our top three stories today, the forecast is out for NOAA in regards to the Atlantic hurricane season. They're predicting between 17 and 25 named storms, 8 to 13 hurricanes, 4 to 7 major hurricanes, of Cat 3 strength or higher. At least 4 people dead and 35 more injured after a tornado torn through Greenfield, Iowa on Tuesday. Governor Kim Reynolds issuing a disaster proclamation for 15 counties. FEMA also on hand there. And the bipartisan border bill failing to clear the Senate. It was put up for a vote today by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Senators voted 43 to 50 to tank the bill today. 5:30 Fox News update. We'll be back with a look at what's happening in our sports headlines, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, wacky stories, good news, all that's still to come.
I'm John Saucier. Senate test vote failing today on legislation to secure the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
When Republicans like Donald Trump say don't support a bipartisan bill, wait till next year. They're in a distinct minority with the American people and even a minority among Republicans.
Well, it comes after congressional Republicans did not include legislation for the border in a nearly $100 billion national security package recently signed by the president. Mr. Biden expected to take executive action on the border in June as he gets ready to debate former President Trump that month. Senator Ted Cruz says this timing is political.
I think the entire thing is camouflage. It's entirely fake for the election for him to pretend that he cares about this issue.
The senator's comments on the Fox News channel. Former President Trump holding a campaign rally this evening in the Bronx, New York. Bronx County hasn't been carried by a Republican presidential candidate in 100 years. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. After today's close, Intuit reported quarterly results that topped expectations, sales up 12% year over year. The company behind TurboTax tax return filing software and the personal finance site Credit Karma also boosted its full-year outlook, thanks in part to adoption of artificial intelligence. Despite that, Intuit shares are sliding 7.25% in after-hours trading. Boeing today owned up to worse-than-expected cash flow for the year, upsetting equity and bond investors alike and stoking fears that its debt ratings could slide into junk bond territory. At an investor conference in New York, Chief Financial Officer Brian West warned that Boeing's second-quarter cash burn could match or be worse than the first quarter's $3.9 billion burn. And given that the jetmaker has struggled with production issues, it's unlikely to see positive cash flow this year. Boeing shares down 7.5% today. Stocks were lower overall. The Dow Industrials down 605 points or 1.5%.
This is Zach Gelb with Sportsman, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The three best duos remaining in the NBA playoffs are Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving of the Mavericks, Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns of the Timberwolves, and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown of the Celtics. For the Batman role of the dynamic duos, Luka Doncic is the best player, and when fully locked in, which he is now, Kyrie Irving is the best Robin of the duos. So yes, the Mavs have the preeminent 1-2 punch remaining in the NBA playoffs. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work from most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Visit Pensacola celebrates National Travel and Tourism Week all this week.
To celebrate 10 years of encouraging people to visit, Visit Pensacola will be hosting the Hospitality Hero Luncheon and providing a free passport program and trolley tours for members of the hospitality and tourism industry. And the UWF Historic Trust will be hosting a free all-public museum day on Saturday, May 25th. Find out more about National Travel and Tourism Week at visitpensacola.com. That's visitpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola has just received another major award thanks to you, our listeners. This time, it's the prestigious 2024 Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters, where representatives of the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10 radio stations in America, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the Crystal Award for our exceptional year-round commitment to community service. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got issues still going both ways there. Hopefully that'll die down in the next 20 to 30 minutes. Also, still have a lot of backups downtown. This is if you're getting on or coming off of I-110 in the downtown Pensacola area. There is an accident reported over there that has been giving us trouble rather consistently for, I'd say, about the last hour or so. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still very minor issues. Same with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. The last main spot's going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Clear skies during the overnight hours with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful and mostly sunny again on Friday with highs in the mid-80s, some spots upper 80s. And this weather continues all the way through the Memorial Day weekend with only a tiny less than 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 5:38 here in News Radio Pensacola, Austin. What's happening in sports today?
Well, not a ton's going on, relatively speaking, but what is going on is quite a doozy. All right, so we'll go ahead and get this out of the way. There was one relatively local team in the MLB playing today, and it was Braves at Cubs. Braves did win 3-0. Joe's not happy, but most locals probably are. As for what's going on tonight, it's NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2, Pacers at Celtics. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on ESPN. If it's anything like Game 1, it should be one heck of a matchup. And then we've got the start of the Western Conference Finals at 7:30 on TNT tonight. That's over in the NHL between the Oilers at Stars. And then just a couple of headlines here. Both are in basketball. The Cleveland Cavaliers have fired head coach J.B. Bickerstaff after 5 seasons in Cleveland. This is despite the Cavs just now making the Eastern Conference semifinals for the first time since 2018. So I don't know what to make of that, especially with Donovan Mitchell, one of the best players in Cleveland, perhaps not wanting to remain there. I don't know if they should be blowing it up this eagerly, but who knows? We'll see. And then in the WNBA, you've heard of America's team, but now get ready for Canada's team. The WNBA and NBA both approved the inclusion of a Toronto-based team to begin play in 2026, but not just for Toronto. The team's to-be president, Teresa Resch, has said that the upcoming franchise will also play some games in Vancouver and Montreal with the goal of building a fan base amongst the entire country as the league's sole Canadian member. Now, Joe, I wanted to talk to you about this for a second.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm a Raptors guy. Yeah. When the Raptors first came to the NBA in Toronto, there was also the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Right.
Those are no longer a thing.
Right.
Do you think Toronto, like more Canadian sports teams in these predominantly American leagues, should be trying stuff like this? Trying to represent the country? Not the NHL. They got several teams. But like the Blue Jays. And then like the Raptors. Because they are the vast minority here.
No, listen, I think it's a good idea. Just off the top of my head here, hearing this for the first time. Yeah, I think so. Like it would have to be, well, I'm trying to think because let's just say
all right,
that Pensacola had the, infrastructure to host an NFL game.
Okay.
And let's say, like, even if, like, a franchise had never been here and never taken away from us or anything like that. But let's say that the Saints said, you know what, we really want to be the South's team. And three times a year, we're going to go to different cities in the South and play a football game. Now, it won't happen because, like, of the revenue that they're missing out on, like, as far as the home stadium goes, right?
Yeah.
But,
and also the turf, because you got a few Florida teams.
It's completely just coming out, you know, of my head here, because, yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, would I embrace that? Heck yeah, absolutely I would.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, we're talking about one team in a growing league that is supposed to represent basically an entire country. And I don't know. I think when you look at the Raptors that have been around for years, they've been the only Canadian-based team for years in a far bigger league.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm okay with them trying it out.
Why not? If you're gonna try it out, no offense, it does need to be the WNBA because it's a growing league. So you know, you can kind of, it's kind of got the training wheels on it. You kind of have more room for error when it comes to trying that. You don't want to do something so gutsy on such a high level scale in like the NBA or something.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, look at an NFL team, right? I mean, let's look at the Raiders. Like, they move from Oakland to L.A., back to Oakland, back to L.A., back to Oakland, and then now they're in Las Vegas. Do the Oakland fans stick around with the team, or the, you know what, I'm done? Do the St. Louis football fans, do they stay with the Rams in Los Angeles? Or do you, I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure it's different for people there. But
oh yeah,
as far as Canada goes, I mean, yeah, I don't see the harm in it. And, you know, if the Blue Jays were to play a few home series in Montreal, you know, to give the Montreal Expo fans a bone a few times a year.
You know? Like that.
Because it would also, I think, help Major League Baseball make a determination, yes, there is a demand for expansion and bringing a team back to Montreal. So
this, yes, a very good way to feel out kind of these places where you could expand even further, especially with the WNBA being so small.
Why do you think the NFL is going to London and all over Europe and South America?
There's people who want to see it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good move.
Yeah, we also, in our other major sports headline today, we had Scottie Scheffler, of course, fallout from the PGA Championship. Mm. Louisville Police coming out with an update and some more video of the incident in which led to Scheffler being arrested.
We understand the seriousness of the failure to capture this interaction, which is why our officer has received corrective action for this policy violation. Mm.
Yeah, so the detective who made the arrest was not did not have his body camera on. And we talked about that, what, last week or early this week, where
I think last week
there was specific changes made to police policy regarding body cameras that came out of the death of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
So that was the police chief who you heard from there. The investigation into Scheffler is ongoing, and the charges remain for now. I'm not sure if you've seen the videos that were released today.
I have not.
The police report, remember, was very clear that an officer said, hey, Scottie Scheffler's car dragged me like 10 yards, and I was dragged so far that my pants had irreversible or irreparable damage, and my pants cost me $80, and because I was dragged... I did not see anything remotely like that on the video. No officer was being dragged. Now, maybe there was something on the other side, but I didn't see it. So that'll be interesting.
Well, and if there wasn't anything like that, and let's say the officer's lying, it's like, why would you lie about something that, like, my pants were ruined? Couldn't that be, like, found out?
I don't know. And Scottie Scheffler's attorney released a statement saying, hey, that's all well and good, but, you know, we're not settling here. I'm prepared to litigate. Charges are either dropped or we're going all the way in here. So that's his stance.
It's going to get good. 5:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and you guessed it, traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile. Both very heavily backed up at this time. Still got some heavy backups downtown. This is on I-110 as you approach downtown Pensacola. A lot of the congestion is breaking up, but it is still very much present at this time due to a previously reported traffic incident. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway still dealing with some very minor congestion. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards 87. However, both of those areas do appear to be dying down. And the last major spot's Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River.
All right, very good. Here's Alan with the forecast.
Clear skies during the overnight hours with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful and mostly sunny again on Friday with highs in the mid-80s, some spots upper 80s. And this weather continues all the way through the Memorial Day weekend with only a tiny less than 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. By the way, just seeing this on X, Brian Lester, friend of the program. He's been on during high school football season. He's a sports writer with the Navarre Press.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the softball state championships, and he posted that Pace beat Bloomingdale 1-0 in the semi, and they're playing for a title on Friday night. So congrats to the Pace Patriot girls as they are advancing there.
Yay, good for us.
Health, business, and science notes today. The U.S. government is suing Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster. The Department of Justice filed an antitrust lawsuit today looking to break up the company.
The Justice Department filed this lawsuit on behalf of fans who should be able to go to concerts without a monopoly standing in their way.
That is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, says the government alleges Live Nation relies on unlawful, anti-competitive conduct to exercise a monopoly control over the live events industry.
And a busy summer travel season gets underway this Memorial Day weekend. The head of the TSA says this will be the busiest summer travel season on record, with over 18 million people expected to be screened from now to May 29th. A spokesperson for AAA says they're forecasting nearly 44 million travelers from now through Monday, which would exceed pre-pandemic levels. Travel experts say it should also cost less to fly this year.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Good news if you need some gas this afternoon. Started at 4 this afternoon, goes until 7. Circle K has their fuel day, offering customers a discount of up to 40 cents per gallon of gas, and 10% of proceeds or profits are being donated to Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation. So a good cause there, and get some cheaper gasoline.
Absolutely. And Nestle is coming out with a new food line aimed at people who use weight management drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Called Vital Pursuit, the company says it's designed to offer a balanced diet for people looking for weight-friendly meals. The foods will feature high-protein meals and frozen options like pasta, sandwich melts, and pizza. It'll be on sale in the U.S. early next year.
Railway company Norfolk Southern agreeing to a $310 million settlement with the feds over last year's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Company will pay about $235 million to cover the cost of the EPA's effort to clean up air, water, and soil in the area. Also, $15 million civil penalty to resolve violations of the Clean Water Act.
And looking at some pop culture notes really quickly here, an Italian teenager who is known as God's influencer is being cleared for sainthood. Carlo Acutis died in 2006 at age 15, but during his short life, he used his computer skills to spread the Catholic faith. He was beatified in 2020 after a miracle was attributed to him. A statement from the Vatican today said the attribution of a second miracle to him means he can now be elevated to sainthood, which would make him the first saint of the millennial generation.
Okay. Also, a Call of Duty video game franchise making a return with Call of Duty Black Ops 6. It'll be the next game released in the series. It'll be the first release since Black Ops Cold War back in 2020. More details will be released at the Xbox showcase on June 9th.
God, I can't believe it's been 4 years since a Call of Duty came out. It used to be an annual release. A new trailer is being released for Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. The film is a sequel to the classic 1988 film, you guessed it, Beetlejuice, and sees Michael Keaton return as the title character. It follows the Dietz family as they move back in their Winter River home after a death in the family, which leads to Beetlejuice eventually getting summoned. It hits theaters on September 6th.
Yeah, I remember the last time we talked about this, I had confused Beetlejuice with another character from The Mask, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I thought that was Beetlejuice, but no, it was not. 5:50, we'll take a break there. Recapping our top stories today, wacky stories and good news next.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no-hassle, No pressure, experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Channel 3, 6 o'clock update, 7 minutes away here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Recapping our top three stories before our final check of the roads and weather this hour. Forecasters from NOAA predicting an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season. They predict 17 and 25, between 17 and 25 named storms, 8 to 13 hurricanes, 4 to 7 major hurricanes, three to five major hurricanes, that's my mistake, of Cat 3 or higher strength there. Couple factors for the prediction includes the near-record warm ocean temperatures already and the development of a La Nina weather pattern. Also, at least 4 people dead, 35 injured after a tornado tore through Greenfield, Iowa on Tuesday. A disaster proclamation issued for 15 counties, FEMA also with boots on the ground there. And senators voting 43 to 50 to tank the bipartisan border bill after it was brought up for a vote for a second time by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today. Austin, how are the roads looking, sir?
Well, let's see. Pine Forest Road, man, it was giving us so much grief, but it has now just suddenly cleared out. Same could be said for a lot of the issues we were dealing with downtown on I-110. If you were approaching the downtown Pensacola area, we had an accident there causing us a lot of issues, but that seemingly resided just about entirely. Let's see. Nothing really going on Gulf Breeze Parkway anymore. Same could be said for Navarre Parkway. And the last spot is Caroline Street. So that's really the only spot that's going to give you trouble. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Clear skies during the overnight hours with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. Beautiful and mostly sunny again on Friday with highs in the mid-80s, some spots upper 80s. And this weather continues all the way through the Memorial Day weekend with only a tiny less than 10% chance for an isolated shower or storm to pop up. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. 5:55 now at News Radio Pensacola, taking a look at some of the more wackier stories in the headlines today. Austin, you've flown on an airplane before, right?
No, never.
Okay. You are just completely uncultured. Worthless and uncultured swine. All right. Well, a tip for you if you're a tall guy like me. All right.
Gotcha.
A lot of airplanes, well, all airplanes have like the emergency exit rows that you can sit in, and typically they provide you with more extra leg room than you otherwise would get. So you sit there, and they ask you, hey, in the event of an emergency, are you prepared to help out by getting the door open? Should we require it of you? And of course, you just say yes, and then you enjoy the rest of your day and the extra leg room. Always take that opportunity if and when you do fly, because it's great. And statistically speaking, in the words of Superman, flying is the safest way to travel, and you'll never get called upon, at least in my experience. That being said, not everybody is prepared for that or wants to be there. Case in point, a woman on a Frontier flight out of Charlotte. Everybody on the flight had to deplane after a woman in the exit row joked that she would not help in an emergency. She said out loud, quote, I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first. Now, normally, if you say that, they just move you to a different row. She ended up being a handful in more ways than one, so they kicked her off the flight, and everybody had to get off in the process. I don't know what it is about airlines or airplanes or airports that causes people to just act like idiots. I really don't. I don't get that. Now, of course, you'll say, well, that's probably how she acts in real life all the time. It's just magnified because she's on an airplane around other people. But man, it's just like no other, well, I shouldn't say no other, because we do wacky stories every day. And yeah, there's a lot of wacky stuff that happens all over the place. But it just seems like a per capita that all the crazy stuff and the people just show out at airplanes and airports. But anyway.
No, people do a lot of weird stuff. That is very much true. But keeping with the, you know, airplane theme, and this is more positive.
Yes.
Bark Air is launching the first ever airline catered to dogs. Started by pet company Bark, the airline aims to revolutionize flying for dogs and launches Thursday. A domestic flight costs about $6,000 a ticket, and international tickets cost about $8,000. Flights for May and almost all of June are already sold out, and the company will offer white paw service with earmuffs and treats for its pups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looking at some good news in Florida, and Jacksonville specifically, a five-year-old kid near Jacksonville kept calling 911 asking for a pepperoni pizza. Now, I would classify that as an emergency.
Yes.
Probably not in the context that a 911 dispatcher would. Sure. Though, some cops, they went along with it, had some fun, so they swung by Domino's and brought him one. They posted a photo on social media, joked that justice and a delicious meal had been served that day.
if I call the police, I'm not.
I reached out. Well, I didn't reach out. I asked if Sheriff Simmons was listening. Hey, would that work if I did that? I have not heard anything from him. So.
And if you do, I wouldn't expect to hear anything good.
Yes.
A guy in Missouri surprised his grandpa by fixing up his old 1954 pickup. He says his great-grandma originally bought it for $50 and a hog.